Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind, pray for your soul on Prophetic Sound Podcast. It's uplifting, God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord and what you hear, 'cause it's uplifting, God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Ha, ha, ha.
Blessings, greetings, and honor. Welcome to the Prophetic Podcast hosted by Prophetic Wind Ministries. I am Prophetess Letitia Smith, and I am honored to be here with you today. There is many places you could be in this moment, but I thank God you have chosen to be here listening to. Forgive us for being a little late tonight. We definitely have some technical issues. I've had to call in over my phone because my computer is not working at all. So we're going to just let the devil have a black eye with that. Amen. This is such a pivotal season. And so before we get ready to start, I just want to pray over the line. I want to pray over the speaker. And then we're going to get into some things, the meat of the matter that I love to call it. Amen. We're going to get into the meat of the matter, and we're going to ask the Lord to begin to minister to his people a now word. How many of you know that a now word is what the world needs right now? I don't need to hear about what God did yesterday or even what God is going to do in this last second, 2 seconds ago. I need to hear what God is speaking in this moment, what he is speaking into the coming days, the coming years. And God has a now word in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you are able and you are willing, and that there is a now word pouring out from the throne room of heaven to your people. There is a great exchange happening even now, Lord. As we decrease, you are increasing. As we give you praise, Lord God, and we pray, the incense of the altar are wafting through the throne room, and you are enjoying the scent of your people. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that there is a sound that is reverberating from the earth. Even the earth is moaning and groaning. So, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will begin to release a now word. You will begin to release a word in due season. That, Father, that the prophetic word that is released on this line tonight will go to the east. It will go to the south. It will go to the north. It will go to the west. It will go and do that which it was sent forth to do. We release, oh God, our agenda tonight. And we say, Lord, have your way. Do as only you can do and have your way. So, Father, we are honored for you to be here with us. Holy Spirit, we are honored for you to be here with us. We are blessed because you have chosen us and we choose you on tonight. So, Lord, there isn't enough that can be said about your love and your purpose. There isn't enough that can be said about the greatness of your glory. So, Lord, show up and show out, shine, and make a spectacle of the enemy on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. You know, I am so on fire tonight. It is. I've been stirred up all week, but tonight was just. This morning, as I was going to work, I began to just acknowledge God and worship the Lord and hear from the Spirit of God concerning his people. And I'm not teaching or preaching tonight. My dear sister, Prophetess Joellen, is going to do that in a marvelous way. But I have to tell you that the Spirit of the living God is hovering. It's like he's pacing. He's here delivering nuggets and messages to his people. And the Lord says he does nothing without doing it through his prophets. And I don't know about you, but as a prophet of God, I am so stirred up. It has caused me to just it's almost like when you're feeling ravished, you're feeling so hungry that you just want to take a big bite out of the things of God. And so tonight we are willing and ready to take a big bite out of the things of God. And you know what is even more awesome is for those of you who are in the New York area, those of you who are bold enough to fly into the New York area, those of you who are just seeking something more, and you're like, God, I'm tired of living in this dry bed. I need to be in the river. I need to be, Lord God, where the Holy Spirit is flowing. Listen, October 28th and 29th, the prophetic awakening is moving to Rochester. Now, many of you know who have kept up with this ministry. We have done the prophetic awakening in Buffalo, New York for 7 years. This was our seventh year, and it is finished. Now the Lord is saying, now move the seed on, because there is a vision. And when Prophet Bob Jones was here many years ago, he talked about this vision of revival for the East Coast. And we're not, and let me tell you something, I'm not from the East Coast. God sent me here from the West Coast, and that same vision of the revival of the Lord sparking through this region, my God. And so if you are big, bold, I mean radical, We are calling you out. Come be with us October the 28th and the 29th, the prophetic awakening, Rochester, New York. And let me tell you something. I haven't felt this stirred in the spirit since God moved us here to Buffalo in 2009. Now I'm like, you know, I don't know how you like the greyhounds that are right there right before they release them to do a race, and they're getting ready to run really, really fast. This is how I feel, like we're at the gates and God is getting ready to, you know, boom, blow that gun for us to be released out of the gates. And so thank God that the gates are opening. They are opening. They are opening. We have been warring. We have been interceding. We have been praying. We have been believing. We've been fasting. And the gates are opening. Hallelujah. So again, October the 28th and 29th, we want to see you there. We want you to couple with the anointing God has placed in this region. We need you to help push the Spirit in this region. So we invite you in. Hallelujah. For more information, you can go to Eventbrite and search the Prophetic Awakening Rochester. You can also email us at propheticwindministries@gmail.com. Hallelujah. Find us on Facebook, Prophetic Wind Ministries. Throw up a smoke signal. We will find you. How about that? But God needs you in this season to awaken. The Word of God in Ephesians tells us that the sleepers must awaken. It is time to wake up. It is time to be motivated. It is time to be activated. God has something for you. Join us. Hallelujah. And I didn't even plan on giving it a promo, but I know God has something great in store for those who will stand and will believe in this season when it doesn't look like what you think it should look like, when it doesn't sound like what you want it to sound like, even when you don't believe that you are in position. God said he has a position and a place and a plan for you. So come, trust him. Believe in him, and he will direct your path even as you acknowledge him. And so it's so good, so good, so good. And so October the 28th and 29th, Prophetic Wind Ministries, we are kicking the door in to Rochester, New York, and this is just the beginning. just the beginning. We are looking at two other cities this year, and I don't even want to call out the cities until it's solidified, but two other cities in this season. And I know that God isn't just looking at a season or at a city. He is looking at a region, territorial domination. Hallelujah. And so that is what we're looking at. We are thinking big in this season. Hallelujah. We're thinking big in this season. So think big with me. Believe big with me. Walk in faith with big shoes with me. Hallelujah. And God is going to do something mighty and powerful in the name of Jesus. And so God is so good. We are thanking the Lord that we are not serving God that is slacking his promises, but his promises are yes and amen. And tonight, I have asked a dear friend of mine to come on. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I sometimes get myself in trouble looking on Facebook because then God starts pulling me by the nose to certain people. And the next thing I know, it's a whole relationship. I always call it a prophetic ship, right? The Lord links you to your tribe. And this woman of God would be in that category. I have admired her. I have studied her. I believe I know her by the Spirit, and I know that she's a powerhouse, and she loves the Lord, and she loves God's people. And today I asked my sister to come on, and I was like, topic, no topic. I just want you to let God use you. Come on. We're in that season where I'm just like, God, just do it, Jesus. I just want to be radically just my life wrecked before him. And so tonight I want to welcome to Prophetic Winds Ministries and to the Prophetic Sound Podcast, Prophetess Jo Ellen Stevens. God bless you, sister. How are you?
God bless you. I'm good. How are you?
Over here troubling and shaking and stuff. God is so good.
Come on.
Yes. Amen. He is so, so good.
I know. I always am when I'm getting ready to prepare a word or give a word. It's like I'm just hypersensitive or something.
Yes.
Amen. Bubbling over. So.
Amen. And that, you know, I hope the word tells us that our cup will be overflowing. I pray that it just overflows on each and every person that is here tonight. And I know I sound super hyper, but I am so stirred up. I'm like, Lord, just let me out the gate. Let me out the gate, Lord. I can imagine how a fighter feels when they're sitting in the corner and they're just waiting for the referee to say, fight, you know? That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like, Lord, just let me out. Let me out the gate, Jesus. So it is that good. And I'm like, Lord, I got both swords ready. Let's go. Apostolic and prophetic, let's do it, you know?
Well, we're all about to come out of the gate. I'm telling you, right now, God's getting ready to turn his people loose, and the glory of the Lord, you know, that is in us is getting ready to come out and cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Glory to God.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And you mentioned worship, growing worship, and I'm thinking, you know, that's where our revelation comes from. It's our work, you know, when we worship. And he just downloads, if any download stuff, as we worship him, because we're focused on him. And as we're focused on him, he gives us revelation of who he is. And for the, you know, fill me up till I overflow. I want, you know, fill me up till I overflow. Glory to God. I was listening to that song about 10 times this week by Tasha Cobbs. Fill me up till I so
I want to over.
Yes.
I love that. So that one, and You Know My Name. I love that song too, that by her. But God is just getting ready to do some mighty things through his people. He's getting ready to raise up Esthers in the land. And so, and Esther's and Joseph's and all kinds of people of God that are getting ready to raise up and do great exploits in the time we're in, because we're arising and shining in the darkness. And so praise God.
Hallelujah.
So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And so, sis, I'm gonna step out the way. Please just release whatever God has on your heart. You may hear me yell out a good hallelujah every once in a while.
I hope so.
Because I'm over here
like
crunching in the spirit.
Yeah.
I was like, Lord, I don't even know how to describe this. I don't have words. I really don't have words. Because God is just, I don't know, he's just so good. But the anticipation of what he's getting ready to do, and to do it in the face of the enemy. My God, I keep having that scripture where he said he made an open spectacle of the enemy. Yeah, korobo shandarabaha. That he made an open spectacle of the enemy. Let me tell you, and I know it probably sounds like we're all over the place, but we're going to bring this thing together in the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit has a move that is happening in the earth realm right now, and it is not the Shekinah. It is the kabod glory of God that is going to come down like a hammer and a sword on the enemy. And let me make it clear for the world that thinks that they have won, my God is just getting started.
Oh, yeah.
He's just getting started, and he has never lost a battle. So don't think that you won. Don't think that we passed a law. There is no law greater than my God.
Wow.
And so I'm ready to fight, sis. Just let me out the gate. Call me out when it's time. Amen.
I was listening to Prophet Robin Bullock today, and he said that exact words. He said the Lord spoke to him and said, This thing is just getting started.
Yeah.
He said it's not over, but it's just getting started. I'm just getting started. And so that's exactly what you said. That's a confirmation of what I heard today, too.
Wow.
So praise God. But I think we talked a little bit about I don't think we talked much about it, but you said something about the word I had on Facebook. About Esther.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what's amazing about that is I was saying God just dropped that down in my heart. I don't know. It's been just a month ago or so. And it was just a short word, and I was shocked. I was shocked because you contacted me about it, and somebody else contacted me about it, and now I'm speaking in Ohio about it, and I got another something. I forget where it is now. A lady in Indianapolis. I'm going there, and so you know, sometimes you know it's God, because God begins to. I always ask him. I say, God, clue right here. This is the key. He told me one day, and I was sitting. Running words, and he said, how many people can you build? I said, God, if you want this word out, I said, you send it to whoever you want. And you know what he said to me? He said, how many can you believe me for? He said, I mean, really believe me for. How far can you believe me? It's like the woman that with the pots of oil. He said, you know, get as many as you want, and I'll fill them. I'll keep them filled. If she'd have, just think of this. If she'd have had she'd have brought more, he'd have filled those too. Because he said he would.
My God.
So how much can you believe me for? And then he said, really believe me. He said, how big is how high can your faith go? So I started saying, 100, and there would be 100.
God.
The next time, 200, and there'd be 200. And the next time, it just went on like that. And this last word was like 800, and some people shared it, almost 900. And I said,
wow,
this is amazing. And it's like whatever I say, that's what happens. And because he told us what we, you know, we have what we say. But we have to say what we truly believe. And what we can believe him for, what can I trust you for? And so he wants, when he drops this word in our heart, he wants to get it out. I mean, he wouldn't give it to us if he didn't want to get it out. And so,
amen.
You know, his word will not come back void, but it'll accomplish what it's sent there to do and prosper in the thing whereunto it's sent. So he gives us these gifts that we have to meet people's needs or to whatever gift you have, he's given you that, and he wants to reach the masses. And so what can you believe him for, and what can you use mm-hmm. that's in your hands, that's in you to be able to do? You know, some of my physical that I have, I can't like do some things, but I can do something that he's asked me to do. And so that's what I do. And so I've always told him, I said, you know, if I lose an arm, I'll use the other arm. if you'll use me. And so that's what God wants to do with all of us. I mean, he has a plan in this season and in your territory to use you. And I don't care who you are, where you came from. You know, he told me a long time ago, he said, found the wise. And he said, that's kind of your call. You're the foolish thing that I'm using to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. According to what? The power that works in us. And so if I've got to stand back when I'm getting ready to minister and say, God, just do what you want to do, as much as you want to do, or as least as you want to do, and show yourself strong in me. And so I pray tonight that he does, and I thank you, God, that your word is not going to come back void, but it's going to accomplish what it's sent there to do and prosper in the thing where it's sent. Praise God. So tonight I just want to share with you what God did share with me about Esther arising in the government mountain, for one thing. But Esther's arising everywhere, in all the mountains, actually. So the word was, I'm going to just read the word first, and then I just want to kind of go through it as I read it. I heard the Lord say, they think they are so wise with their identity politics, and they, if we just run a woman, they will vote for her, but watch what I'm about to do. And he said to me, he said, tell them to watch what I'm about to do, for I will seat many women who have a heart like mine in their places, and the gallows that they built to remove my people from office, I will use to destroy their evil plots. And so God said, they have to have a heart like his. He said, it doesn't matter what denomination they're from. It doesn't matter what nationality they're from. It doesn't matter what color they are. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter if they're old, young, whatever. He said that I'm raising up people that have a heart like mine in this season. I'm raising up people that know me. He said, you know, in the book of Daniel, they that do know their God will be strong and do excellent. And so God is getting ready to use people that know their God, that know who he is, that know his name, know him by name. You know, that song, You Know My Name, but we know those that know his name will be strong and do exploits. And he said, and I will destroy their evil plots, for I have many Esthers in place to be seated in places of authority that will turn the tide on a crooked administration that has sought to destroy my people and shut down my kingdom business. Yes, many women who are beautiful inside and out with the wisdom of the kingdom will make their mark in this season, and they will not fear those who try and cancel them. You know, when I was receiving this download from the Lord, I don't know if any of you know Pamela Carter, but she was Wonder Woman, actually, the real Wonder Woman. She used to be on TBN doing it. She did had an exercise program on there. But I'm friends with her on Facebook, and all of a sudden I saw her. And so I sent her a message and said, I saw you when I gave this word. And she shared it on her Facebook. But I found out she is running for office in Arizona. And so God is raising up these women. And, you know, their beauty comes from the inside, too. And it is in this season. And you know what? He's raising up men, too. This is just the word he was speaking to the women, per se. But he's raising up men in the same way. And they will not fear those who try and cancel them. And their people will use the keys to the kingdom to open doors for kingdom policies, not their policies, not anyone else's policies, but the kingdom policies to overrule the decrees of the Hamans of their day. And it will be said of them that they were brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. And they shall save my people alive in many regions of their domains. Listen to that. In many regions of their own domains. You know, nobody's going to rule over, you know, we have authority in the earth, but we have authority. Most of our authority comes in the region that we have our feet planted. Because he said, wheresoever the soles of our feet, our feet shall tread, that shall be ours. And so God has given us authority over our own domain. I mean, over our own households, over our own cities, over our own areas. You know, Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And I think I've even told you guys this. I don't know who all's on here, but that was on here last time. But God told me one day, he said, it's not just the earth is the Lord's. He said, read that again. It is the Lord's. And he said, you take authority over the earth that I have given to you. And so we have authority here. And they will decree a thing, and so shall it be established. He's saying what we decree. He's saying those that have his heart. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for someone with his heart. You know, in that same Psalm, Psalm 24, it talks about his heart. It says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord and who shall stand in his holy place? He that has a clean heart. That word heart there is mind, will, and emotions. And it means, you know, your mind, will, and emotions. It means your thought life. See, God is looking for people that are full of the word and full of him and full of the glory of God to stand in his holy place and decree from heaven to earth and begin to decree the things that he says. We begin to lay our head on his heart as we worship him, and he begins to download things that he wants us to decree in the earth and in our regions. And so God is raising up these Esthers to decree a thing in their domains. And he says, they will decree a thing, and so shall it be established. They shall rule with my wisdom, and all will see who have the favor of the king and who has not. And so God's getting ready to raise up people that they are going to see. What they're going to see is that God's ways work, ways not what our, you know, not what our denomination tells us, not what our nationality, not what we see in the news, but we're going to decree what we see in the heavenly places, and we're going to decree it from heaven to earth because we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Yes, we are aliens and foreigners here, but I'm telling you, we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and we have power to take authority over cities. We have authority to take authority over regions, as the prophetess was saying earlier, and God is getting ready to do that in his people because we are ascending to the hill of the Lord. The word hill of the Lord, the hill there means the promotion of the Lord. And so who is going to ascend to the promotion of the Lord? It is those that have a clean heart, that have a clean mind, that fill themselves up daily with the word of God, that have become one with the word like Jesus became one with the word. And then the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, God wants the word that is in us to become flesh out in our territories, out in our domains, out in our regions. Amen? Hallelujah. So,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So God was having me do a bit of a word search on Hadassah and Esther and some of the names in the those passages in the book of Esther. And this was so interesting because God said, I looked up Hadassah, and which was Esther's Jewish name, and it meant, there was a place where that I read that it meant bride and myrtle. It means myrtle, like a myrtle tree, which is, the Bible talks about a lot, us being trees like that that are planted by the water. But I love the point that it made that it was the bride. And that was Hadassah. But Esther means hidden or secret. And God began to speak to me, and he said, Esther or Hadassah went into the land of the enemy, and she was there. But he said she became, I love this. He said Esther means hidden or secret, and God's bride is about to become his secret weapon in the midst of this darkness. I'm telling you,
come on.
God is getting ready to,
yes.
Glory to God, hallelujah. They will be God's secret weapon. And it also is a symbol of love. The myrtle tree is a symbol of love and courage. So God's secret weapon is a weapon of love, fidelity, faith, and courage into the government mountain in this season. God is going to, glory to God, raise up people with a mind like his, and with a heart like his. This is good stuff, whether anybody knows it or not.
Amen.
So the word Mordecai was her uncle that raised her up. Mordecai is a boy's name of Hebrew origin, but it meant follower of Marduk, which was a god of that culture. But Marduk was the Babylonian god who ruled over the kingdom with compassion. It is known that Marduk stood for justice, fairness, and order. And so to me, Mordecai in the book of Esther is a type of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that we need to listen to those who stand for justice, and fairness, and order in this season. I don't know even how to say it, but we just need to, we need to come under that type of authority instead of the evil authority that's going on right now. So our God is a God of justice and compassion and order. And the word Haman was the one who set the trap for Mordecai and the Jewish people. I was trying to set a trap. And his name means, now listen to this, it means a noise or a tumult. And you know what? Haman's name, noise or tumult, that's all the enemy can do is make a bunch of noise and tumult. He has lost the battle. We already know we win in the end. But he's just, right now, he's making a lot of noise and tumult in the earth. But God is a God of justice, compassion, and order. And he's getting ready to raise up and in through his people and rule and reign in their domains. In Jesus' name, amen. So we have to have boldness, love, and strategy from the Lord. Strategy. But she also knew how to come under authority. When you think about it, Vashti, some people call it Vashti. Vashti did not know how to come under authority. So she was banished from the kingdom. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be banished from the kingdom in these last days. I want to be part of what God's getting ready to do. I'm excited about what God's getting ready to do, and I want to be a part of that. I've wanted to be a part of whatever God's going to do since I've been a Christian for, let's see, since 1983, so that's a long time. That's a long time. Let's see, I was born in 53, so when I was 30 years old and I'm 69, I'll be 69 in September. So that's most of my life. You know, I've wanted to see the glory of the Lord. We've talked about it. We've waited for it. We've looked for it. But as you know, the enemy, we've been speaking it for such a long time, but we knew it was close. But the enemy rose up and tried to stop this in the last couple of years. But God is doing, the world wants their reset, but God's getting ready to do his reset in the earth, isn't he? Amen. So the spirit of Haman, I want to talk about that a little bit because that's a ruling spirit right now in our government. It's a ruling spirit in trying to rule in America. It's trying to kill the prophets. It's trying to shut the mouth of the prophets. It's trying to shut the mouth of those that know God. It's trying to shut down many churches. It's trying to close down. It's trying to take over our school systems. It's trying to take over the colleges of our day. The spirit of Haman. Haman tries to use the laws of the land to trap those that are doing God's will to gain power and enforce the plans that thwart God's kingdom from advancing. This is what we have in government right now. We have them using the laws of the land to trap God's people. And so God is raising up Esthers right now. But God's raising up Esthers to be his secret weapon in the land that is being held captive by Marxist socialists, the so-called elite, to save the nation and truly the nations of the world. You see, these that are operating in the spirit of Haman are trying to shut up 70 million people, and this is why the devil has to stop it. He has to stop it from messing up their plans to destroy this country and silence those with dissenting voices. So in Esther 3:2, servant who were within the king's gate, bowed and paid homage to Haman. For so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai would not bow or pay homage. See, we have to be right now, God is saying, we have to be people that will not bow or pay homage to the Hamans of our day, to those that are operating by that spirit. But we have to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and of course Esther, and say, you know, if we perish, we perish. We have to have a mindset right now of loving not our own lives unto the death. You know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But then it says we cannot love our own lives unto death. You know, we have to, the Bible says we have to pick up our cross daily picking up our cross doesn't mean we die physically necessarily, but it says if those that you cannot love your own life unto the death, or you cannot love your own life, the word life there, and in that scripture about picking up your cross, there are two words for life in that passage of scriptures, and one means the soulish life. You have to lay down the soulish life and pick up the cross, the spiritual life, on a daily basis. And we have to pick that up by making choices right now that seem hard, I believe. I think there's some hard choices for the body of Christ right now to make. We have to choose not to go along with the ways of the world and the things of the world, but we have to choose to operate in God's word, walk in his ways, and him with all of our heart. So I just want you to know this right now, that this is not, it's not a season to bow to our enemies. It's not. When you think about the whole Bible, stories about heroes who stood against the evil of their day. Think about Samson. Think about David. Think about any hero of the Bible. Think about Esther, Moses. They went against the evil of their day. And God chose them because he knew they had a heart after him. And the people that have a heart after him will be strong and do exploits. And these are the people that names you read now in the Word of God. And God is raising up those kind of people right now. And he wants to show himself strong in us that are like Gideon, where we feel weak. But he said, in your weakness, my strength is made perfect. All you need to do is be willing right now to step out and say, if I perish, I perish, but I'll stand and do God's will. So God is raising up in the government those who refuse to pay homage to the spirit of Haman. Kingdom right now. It is so that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. It's about using those that will say, I perish. If I perish, I perish. It is about listening to the Holy Spirit, the Mordecais of our day, or through men of God of our day, or through the prophets, and not being afraid to go before the king and listen for his strategies to save his people alive so that they can be free to bring in the harvest. It's about this. You know, we're waiting on Jesus to come, and yes, he's coming, and we sing the songs, he's coming back, and he is. He will rule and reign forever. But it's also, the Bible says, to occupy. Jesus told us to occupy till he comes. God's looking for, you know, if when you occupy, when an army occupies, it goes into a country and takes up residence. God is looking for those that will take up residence for the kingdom of God in every mountain of society. In the government mountain, in the education mountain, and in the mountain of religion, or the mountain of spirituality, I want to say, I don't really care for the word religion, but that mountain, and you all know all of those, the mountains. I can't think of all of them right now, but God has each one of you. He's placed you, and it's time. It's truly time. As the conference I'm doing coming up, it's time to bloom where you're planted. I think God has taken us back to right now he's taking us back to local, where we're out locally. Even though we can still travel, we can still do all of the things in ministry we've done as God ordains it. But he's taken us back to our full cities and saying, you know, who's going to care about your city? Who's going to care about your school? Who's going to care about your school board? Who's going to care about your household like you are? Who's going to care about your state? See, who's going to care about your local government like you? People aren't going to come from out of state to care about your government, but you are the one that needs to raise up. So we need strategy from the Lord, and that's going to take, in this day and age, it's going to take seeking God to hear from him. It's going to take that, as he said in Revelation, come up here and I will show you things to come. You know, the prophetic is all about him showing us things to come, and so that we can proclaim them right here and right now. Glory to God.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Did you want to say something?
So we are 7 minutes out for the broadcast, but this is, I wanted to just say something about what you just laid out. And for the people of God, I want to make sure you are catching every nugget that the woman of God is giving. See, one thing about Esther is that Esther was up against the world. It wasn't like she was up against a small adversary. And I don't know about you, we are up against some real battles in our everyday lives, in our personal lives. I mean, the enemy is coming in like a flood, but the word says that when the flood comes, we raise up a standard. So Esther rose up a standard. And if you know anything about the history of the book of Esther, the book of Esther is actually the only book of the Bible where God's name itself was not mentioned, because God was with Esther.
Yes.
He was using Esther, and he was using the manifestation of his glory through his daughter. And we are not being feminists. We were just saying that when the Lord chooses to use you, let him use you.
Yes.
And when he chooses to allow you to be used, do not be afraid to be bold and to be quickened to the things of God, because this is the season where the Lord has chosen us for such a time.
Mm-hmm.
To give us more glory and to allow more glory to come upon the earth. He wants to use you to allow the authority of heaven to come down, and to come down in a latter rain on the earth. Praise God.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead. I had to add that in. I had to put it a little tad bit.
I appreciate it. I like feedback like that. So praise God. Just whenever you feel like led, just come on in. And so God, like I said, God's about his kingdom business right now, and it's all about his business. And I'm telling you, people, there are a lot of people standing in the way of kingdom business right now,
mm-hmm.
And God is removing them from the earth. Like I'm saying, they're not going to, some up people aren't going to be allowed to be in that kingdom business because of their mindset. And, you know, in Ezekiel, it talks about the angel with the inkhorn that came down and put a mark on them and on those that sighed and cried for the abominations that were upon the earth. And so when the angel began to go in and slay everyone else, he passed over those that had the mark. And the Lord spoke to me a while back, and he said, that mark is the mind of Christ. He said, my mark is the mind of Christ. And he said, I'm looking for those with the mind of Christ. I'm looking for those that think like me, that have kingdom mindset, that, they're not just sitting back and waiting until the Lord comes. He said, they're not just sitting on the premises. He said, they're standing on the promises, and they're acting on the Word of God. You know, I was looking today about acting on the Word of God, and everywhere in Hebrews that it talks about, you know, by faith Noah built, or by faith, and it went on and on, but there's always an action verb after by faith. You know, you have to step out. You have to step out before God will use you. But you, when you step out by faith, it's fearful. It's fearful. I've done things like that before, and I think in myself, you know, I'm a nervous wreck sometimes. But I'm doing it. I'm doing some things. I say I've got my boots on, but my knees are knocking, you know. But you got to go forward, and once you do, then the anointing comes. Then you know, all of God's power comes to help you to do that. But you have to make that step, and God's calling people to be bold right now. He's calling people to be strong. He's calling people to speak out when they see wrong. And I'm not saying, you know, be nasty and mean. I'm just saying you need to speak out and speak up for truth. Speak the truth in love right now. And just let the chips fall where they may. But God is getting ready to use some bold people. They were bold in the Bible. You have to be bold in the kingdom of God, or you will never get anything accomplished. I don't know if I shared this with you guys the last time I was here, but I don't think I had because I don't think this had happened yet. But I had this night vision. I call it a night vision because I don't know what it was. Whether it was a vision or a dream, because it was like I woke up and saw this person standing beside me, and it looked like a person. And I looked up and into the face, and it looked like one of the founders of our nation. And so I rolled over on my bed, and there stood what looked like the Lord wanted me to look up the paintings that they have of the founders when I woke up. But this person who was in my dream or vision, it was staring at me and looking at me like, you know, intently, like, this is your time to finish what we began. And so he was one of the founders of the nation, and when I looked at the painting, it looked like John Adams, the second president of the United States, and he was the first vice president. And God had me do some study, some things about his life, and I ordered some books about him that he wrote back and forth to his wife during this, you know, revolutionary time. And a man and his wife, whose name was Abigail, who I had a dream about the very next week, almost the exact same thing, that this woman was standing there. And so, and her name was Abigail, and they gave everything, I mean everything, for the country. I mean, they gave their lives. They literally lived apart so much of the time because of the work that he was doing for the country. And God is calling many women and men of this country to stand up and take their place against, you know, the socialist things and the communists and all of the, she mentioned feminists and of this country, and be the godly people that we're supposed to be, and do things God's way, and to speak up and enter into this government mountain for such a time as this. And it was so interesting because I searched for what, you know, that was it. I mean, that was the whole dream. I just knew that he was communicating to me that we need to finish what they'd started, and it was urgent. Otherwise, God would not have shown me that or given me that. And I searched the Lord. Why did you give me that? I don't understand why me, but he said, I give things to people because I have given them a certain platform. And he said, if I give you a platform, that's what it's for, to share what I've given you, not what you want to say, but what I want to say. And he said, I want you to tell them that they need to be bold and be strong. So it was interesting when I was watching Robin Bullock today. He said that I hadn't heard this, and it's almost been, I don't know, it's been several months, or maybe it might have even been a year since I had that vision. But Robert Bullock said today that John Adams would write to his wife, Abigail, during the founding of the nation, that he said that he told her that they were holding prayer meetings where he was. They were holding these prayer meetings to pray in the nation, and he told her they were studying Psalm 35. And that they won the war, warring in the spirit with Psalm 35. And I thought that when I heard that, I thought, there's one answer to why God showed us that. I haven't had time to look up Psalm 35 yet. But I'm just telling you, we need to war a good warfare with the prophecies that have been spoken to us and through it, and use our platforms to begin to war, and to begin to one of the strategies that God said we need to do right now is to organize. We need to organize locally. We need to organize prayer groups, and we need to he said this is what he spoke to me. He said the time's short right now. Like it was in Esther's day, you know, she had a very short window of time to call all the Jews together and to have them to fast. She said, have them fast, everybody fast, children, everybody, dogs, cats, cows. I don't know if she said that, but, you know, she went and told everybody had to fast. And I do believe some of those fast, they did have their animals fast, which was interesting. But she said, tell him to fast and pray. And the Lord said to me, he said, it's time, you know, we don't like to fast. But God said, Americans especially don't like to fast. And he said, it's time to fast and pray. It's time to organize together. It's time to come together in the church and fast and pray. And you know, not worry about our denomination. Not worry about praying tongues. We just need to pray. We just need to pray. And I say it's better to pray in tongues if you pray in tongues. But it's time to pray. And then verse 13 in I think it's Esther 4, he said, he told Esther, Mordecai did, he said, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Listen, if we don't arise in our season, we and our households might perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. So we have to have a love, not for our lives to the death, or just mentally, or we will not do what God has called us to do. We have to do things like volunteer at polls. We have to volunteer at school boards. We have to listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. There's just so much strategy that God wants to download. And I'm going to finish with that, just that it is your time. And I just pray, can I pray right now, or did you want to say something else?
Oh, no, please pray.
I just want to pray this prayer that Paul prayed. I pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to come on all of those that are listening. I pray for the eyes of their understanding to be enlightened, that they would know the hope to which they're called and what the riches of the glorious inheritance of the saints is, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe. It is the working of the mighty power of Christ in you the hope of glory. And I pray, Father, that they know what that power is, that it's the same power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion. And every name that's named, not only in this world, but that which is to come. See, God wants you to know that power. That's what he's saying right now. He wants you to know the power that he's called you to and given to you so that you will take that authority. God is he's showing us who we are in him right now. He's showing us what we're able to do. And not only that, what we're able to do, but it's not by might or power, but by his spirit that all these things are about to get accomplished in the earth. And I'm telling you, the glory of the Lord is getting ready to shine out of every single one of you if you will allow it and if you will be bold and if you will be strong. I pray for the spirit of boldness, Father, to come upon us. I pray that you grant to us, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might in our spirit, in the inner man, that Christ, he would dwell in our hearts by faith, and we, being rooted and grounded in love, would know, be able to comprehend with all the saints what's the length and breadth and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that passes all knowledge, so that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. To him be all glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Psalms 35, which happens to be one of my faves. But I want to start in Psalms 34, verse 22, and it says, "The Lord redeems the lives of his servants, and none of those who take refuge and trust in him shall be condemned or held guilty." Psalm 35 and 1, "Lord, with those who contend with me, fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for my help." Father, we thank you that you are our ever-present help, that you are giving us the sword of the Spirit, you are giving us the authority of the Spirit, and you are shifting and changing the atmosphere of your people. Can I just say it this way? The Lord is raising up soldiers. Now, listen, I come from a military family. My husband's retired Army. I have 9 brothers enlisted. When you have a mindset of a soldier, you don't stop until the assignment is complete. Don't stop in the middle of the battlefield and hope that the battle bypasses you. You fight until there is nothing left. And the Lord is looking for soldiers. He's looking for soldiers that have strategic mindset of battle. We have an understanding that we don't just go out and without a plan and begin to just war. Why? Because you will wear yourself out. But when you begin to do it strategically, you begin to walk in a place of strategic thinking and mindset, the Lord will then give you those small little details like sneak into the city through the sewer system. Come on now.
Yep,
you're going to meet Rahab. Come on. And Rahab's going to hide you in her house. But come on, but if we wouldn't have thought, if we wouldn't have heard the Spirit of God, we could have lost our lives behind the gates. Come on. I need somebody to catch the revelation.
Come on.
You need to hear Holy Spirit in this season. He has a strategic plan for you. He has a word in due season for you. And the Lord wants you to have a greater trust in him. Somebody say, "I need to trust him." Because he needs you to trust the word of the Lord in this season. And it is not by might, it's not by power, but by his spirit, you're going to win this war.
Yes.
And he's not, he doesn't have timid individuals in his army. I'm going to say it that way. I'm going to say something else.
Come on.
When you came in to the kingdom of God, you said, "Lord, I will defend the kingdom with my life." The word says that they love him unto death.
That's right.
So we didn't come into the kingdom trying to figure out what we could get from the Lord, how we could take from the Lord. We came into the kingdom, how can we build? Nehemiah came in and he built with a hammer in one hand and a sword in the other.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, both can be used as a weapon.
That's right. That's
the Lord
right.
is shifting. He's shifting you. He's shifting your mindset.
Yes.
He's trying to let you know you are no longer a victim. I drive out the spirit of victimality.
Come on.
You are no longer a victim. The enemy knows when you begin to walk in that authority, when you lace up your boots, when you begin to feel that steel against your feet and realize there's nothing that's going to penetrate your feet, when you begin to raise up your shield of faith and you realize no fiery dart can hit you.
Preach.
When you begin to get into your word and your sword becomes sharp, the spirit of the enemy realizes, wait, now they can defend themselves. Now they're a formidable enemy. Now I have to be weary and well in my well doing.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
See, our God is, he is so perfect in all of his ways. And he knows you're in from the beginning. That he knew I have to take them the long way around, because if I take them through the shorter route, they're going to see warfare and they're going to faint. But now that you have made it around Mount Sinai, through the valley, through the thistles and the thorns, through the people that hated on you, through all of the circumstances that made you stronger, didn't kill you, come on. Now the Lord's saying, now they are ready to take.
Yes.
They're ready to see another miracle. They're ready to see the Jordan split for them. And they walk into the land of promise. And so the Lord is doing something strategic in this season. He is calling you to partner with him in this season, to be a spectacle on the earth realm.
I like that. I like that.
And so we're getting ready to open up the lines. I told myself, I'm telling you, I told you, let me out the gate. I'm ready to fight. I got both hands.
Come on. Come on.
And we ain't never scared over here, okay? Let me out the gate, Jesus.
I have a word that I the Lord gave me today, and I feel like it. Somebody needed to hear it there. And he said very short. It says, someone is passing up their new platform because you really like your comfort zone. Oh. You do not believe that he can do through you what he called you to. He said, tell them, it is not by might nor power, but by my spirit that all these things will be done. He said, tell them, if they could do it themselves, it will not be faith. And faith is what moves me. But first, you have to step out. Then you will see the power of God. So God is calling some of you. You're right on the edge of the walking into the new place that he wants you to, but you got to take the step. You got to stand up. But, you know, you're waiting on God. You said, well, I'm just waiting on God. But God's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to step up and come out of your comfort zone. You like it there now because it doesn't require anything from you anymore. God's done it through you so long, you just feel like you can do it on your own. But God said, I want you to step into this place where I have to do it through you again. Again. And it's a new step of faith. It's a new level for you, a new level of faith. But then he said to me a while ago, he said, faith is just trusting me and then acting like it's the truth. And acting. Kenneth Hagin, faith is just believing the word and then acting like it's true. Because faith without words is dead. And so we've got to put, I call it prophetic action to the word that's been spoken. You say, well, that prophet must have been wrong because that hasn't happened yet. Have you worked the word? Did you work that word? Start acting like it was a truth before it happened. That's what you have to do. And to see that begin to manifest in your life. And so God is waiting on somebody to begin to step into it. Step into the future. Step into the future right now. Somebody needs to know. You need to step into the future that God has showed you. You know, Robin also talked about today, and God's given me the same word that was so interesting because he showed me almost the same way, the same exact thing. You know, prophets speak a word. They see the box, the puzzle with the box, and you see the picture on the front, and the prophets prophesy what's on the box. That makes sense? They prophesy the whole picture, the big picture together, and you can't see it. So some of it starts coming together. And so right now God is putting the puzzle together for some of you. But the prophet spoke into your life, and they spoke what they saw in the box and what God saw, because they were speaking what God said to you. And so when you get a word, you're getting the end of the beginning. But you have to see the full, you know, begin to see the full puzzle coming together before you can see. Sometimes you can't see because you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking in the natural instead of at the picture that was spoken to you. Ooh.
Hallelujah.
So God is, God of Ashah. So God looks through our eyes as the prophetic, in the prophetic, and we see what he sees for the future, for your future.
Yes.
But then you have to walk into it. You have to step into the future. You have to. I saw it this way one time. I saw it was like a road in the air, in the clouds. And somebody was walking on this road, and at the end was two doors. And there were on the other side of those doors were demons holding those doors shut. And this person was walking towards it, and they would get to there, but the demons were, and they had to literally push the door open. But then as they reached out to push, the doors flung open, and the demons scattered. And then, but then, they had to take a step out into thin air.
Yeah.
By faith. And as soon as they stepped out into thin air, into the clouds, because God was bidding them to, this golden eagle came down and swooped underneath of them and carried them from door to door, from glory to glory, from platform to platform. And so sometimes you just have to step off the threshold into thin air, taking in your boots, but then God will begin to carry you. I'm telling you, it'll swing open a door that you will not believe, doors, and doors will continue to open as you step out into faith, by faith. Abraham had to step out. From what God showed him, the full picture, he said, your descendants will be like this. He said, your descendants will be as the stars of the sky. He still hasn't seen that promise completely fulfilled, but he had to go out to a place where he didn't know where he was going. He had to step out. And so there are people listening at the sound of our voice right now, and they need to just take the step. They just need to move out, afraid or not afraid. You move in by faith, shaking in your boots. That's all I got to say about that.
Amen. God. Amen. Amen to that. Hallelujah. So we give God praise. So at this time, I'm going to open up the lines for anyone that may have comments, something to add. Maybe you need prayer. Maybe you need a word.
Yeah.
Whatever God is going to lead us to, we are definitely pressing the midnight oil on this one. But so at this time, I'm going to release the line ending in 4191. 4191. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound broadcast. How are you this evening?
I'm well. God bless you, Prophetess Smith and Prophetess Joellen. I just wanted to say that was really good. That word was really good. I have been feeling a lot also that, you know, it's coming down to what people are willing to do to be obedient for God. So I just wanted to say that was like an on-time, you know, an on-time word, and I just thank you for it.
Thank you. Thank you for being on. God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to line ending in 8661. 8661. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound broadcast. Okay. Amen. Okay. So I'm not sure what this is. It just says 11111, so I guess we'll find out. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound broadcast. Okay. And I do know we had another number of people that dropped off once the line or the 90 second, whatever. But I do want to say this. You know, Psalms 34 and 35 are my favorite psalms, though. But Psalms 34 and 8 tells us to taste and see that the Lord is good. And know that he is not just good. He's good like your favorite food, okay? He's good like something you have been craving for 10 months straight. And the Lord is about to show you better than he can tell you in this season. And we know, again, it is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. And I'm sorry, I have a puppy in the background. And it is not too hard for him. Amen. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through, whatever you're trusting God for, it is not too hard for the Lord. And so we just want to agree with you. We want to agree with you again that the power and the authority of God rests and abides with you and will not leave you or forsake you. So, woman of God, thank you so much for being on the broadcast tonight. And we will be doing some more warring again here soon. And again, for those who are going to be listening to this later in the broadcast, again, Prophetic Awakening, October the 28th and 29th, Rochester, New York. The event is on Eventbrite. It is a free event. Really, we're just using Eventbrite to keep numbers. But it is a free event. All are welcome. This isn't about a denomination. This isn't about your color or your creed. A matter of fact, Prophetic Wind Ministries, we are what I love to call us, the Island of Misfit Toys. We got Jack in the Boxes named Charlie. We got Raggedy Ann's with polka dots, right? There is literally, I thought about it the other day, I don't know of a race that is not represented in our ministry.
Amen.
And God has done this thing, and he continues to do this thing. We are kingdom. And
yes,
the Lord sat me down. He said, look what I have built. Kingdom.
Yes.
And we all
bring something different. That's right.
Yes, right? We all bring something different to the table. We, you know, I have a sister that, man, she is a Hebrew. This girl can break it down into numbers. Then I have another sister that she can worship till the sun come up. Then I got a brother over here that can pray you through. He ain't going to look, y'all going, but he'll be on the floor on his face with you until you get your breakthrough. You know, so God is choosing us for such a time as this.
Honestly.
And
Amen.
Causing the gift to come together because we are body jointly fitted together.
That's right.
And we want the world to read us as an epistle of Christ, not as a divided mess.
That's what, what I'm talking about. Amen.
As a matter of fact, the Lord, he sternly came to me and he said, listen, I told you to stay away from those that cause division in my body. Because how do you cut off an arm and it be okay? No, the whole body's going to hurt.
Right. That's right.
How do you cut off a foot and it's going to affect the entire body? So the Lord is literally like, listen, I need you to unify my people. The Lord, the word says that he loves unity.
Yeah,
for those of us who are missing it. And the Lord didn't call me as a Democrat. He didn't call me as a Republican. I'm not an independent. I'm a Christ follower.
That's right. That's right. We have to be right now. We're kingdom.
Absolutely.
People. We're kingdom. I'm kingdom.
We are kingdom.
I'm kingdom of God.
And
we're kingdom citizens.
The kingdom.
So
yes.
We come under the kingdom government. The government of the kingdom. You know, that's our government. And so we have to do what our government says, what our king says. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so,
King
praise
Jesus.
God. King Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So we want to make sure that we are representing that kingdom with the best we got. And the Lord's like, and I already know that may not be enough, so I'm going to make you strong in your weakness. How about that?
Yeah.
God
has
a plan.
That's right.
It's already in the works.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And so, Prophetess, is there anything else you'd like to say to the people before we get ready to release the broadcast?
Just that I love them and I appreciate them listening. And I just pray that they would all find their place in the kingdom and they would truly be bold and be strong and because the Lord is with them. And he's with them to deliver them no matter where they go, what they do. And guess what? If we die, if we perish, we perish. We're just in the presence of the Lord the next minute. So we never lose. We don't have anything to lose at all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Tomorrow, Prophetic Wing Ministries will be at the 34th Annual Taking It to the Streets. If you are in the Buffalo area, we will be in the Martin Luther King Park, Buffalo, New York. And we will have, there's national recording artists. Some of the Prophetic Wind dancers are going to be dancing, doing Davidic worship. It is going to be a good time, good family time. Come on out. We'd love to see you. Hosted by Prophetess Anita Williams, who has also been on the broadcast in the past. So you guys may know her or remember her. So come out and support and evangelize. That's the biggest thing. We are evangelizing to God's people. Amen.
Amen.
And then next weekend, we'll be at the Colorama, also being held in Buffalo, New York. Prophetess Smith will be speaking. If you are available for that time, tickets are only $10. There's going to be a whole salad bar. Please get in touch with me. You can reach me at propheticwindministries@gmail.com. If you would like a ticket, I actually only have 5 tickets left, so let me know, amen, or reach out to me on Facebook. And amen. So we give God praise. And we are grateful
amen.
That the Lord is doing what he does best. Thank
amen.
You, Prophetess, for giving the word of the Lord, laying
thank
it out
for,
plain for the people of God.
Thank you so
and
much.
As soon as we can, we will do this again.
Amen.
Amen.
So. Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless all of you, and good night.